The Reds taking on the Brewers. Second inning, scoreless game, two men on. Luis Castillo facing Stephen Vogt. Watch this.
Using kind of the DL as the technicality to get him back, even when he's not available to pitch.
Here's a high fly ball hit back into deep right field, and that ball is gone.
Nope.
No, it was caught.
Oh, my goodness.
What a catch made by Scott Schebler going above the wall, it seemed to be, to make the catch.
Long hold by the right-hander. And this ball lifted down the right field line. Perez on the run, can't get it, and that's gone. That's a home run for Scooter Gennett, and it's a 3-2 Reds lead. How about that?
Two men up, two men down, and now Shaw, and now a swing and a fly ball hit back into right center, and this game is tied. Two-out solo home run on the first pitch he saw from Tony Cingrani. Travis Shaw, 17th of the year. And here in the eighth inning, we start from scratch at three. Holding, and there he goes, and the pitch is taken, and the throw down, not in time.
That was not a good play.
Hamilton steals third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, diving stop by the third baseman, and will not have a play. Infield base hit for Adam Duvall, and the Reds have taken a 4-3 lead. Iglesias studies and Iglesias pitches, and a swing and a miss, and a throw to second, and they've got him out, and this one belongs to the Reds. How about that?
Raisel Iglesias hangs on to get his 14th save as the Reds take it 4-3. Adam Duvall, two hits and two RBIs, including his 18th homer. Billy Hamilton with two steals. He's tied for the major league lead with 33. Brewers starter Chase Anderson had to leave the game after striking out in the second inning because of an oblique injury. The Reds get by the Brewers. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things went right for us. They had speed on the bases, certainly VR. We anticipated if we threw to second base here, it's a good chance that he was gonna go. And so Tucker did a great job managing that situation, as did Scooter, and taking a quick look, and I think to at least for a short period of time neutralize VR, and then made a good throw. And Scooter was aware enough to know that he had time to go out there and make a tag on Arcia and get that out before VR could score. So. There's a lot of things to think about because, you know, if we just let him run, yeah, that's the winning run, or the go-ahead run, at least, at second base. And so, you know, it worked out for us. You know, it could have just as easily not, but our good fortune was it did tonight.
I assume you're pretty pleased with the outing by Luis tonight.
Very, very pleased. Very pleased on a lot of things. You know, we didn't hit a lot, but we scored enough to win. Luis was terrific. I mean, he was the electric stuff, and you know, just continued as he really wanted to go back out for the sixth. He had enough pitches left and was throwing the ball well and got us to where, you know, Wandy came in for Vogt. Vogt smoked that liner and Schebler made a great play. And I think more than anything tonight was about the defense, in particular the outfield defense, because the one that would get lost is the ball in the first inning that Billy catches that Schebler loses in the sun. You know, it's a routine fly ball to right, then Schebler never sees it and Billy comes all the way over to catch it. But the big one, Schebler robbing the homer, Duvall taking the ball that Perez hit, taking it off the fence and throwing Perez out of second base on a perfect throw. I mean, there's a lot of really exciting, good baseball tonight.
You mentioned Duvall, and he's a guy that can really get on a roll, and it seems like he's really squaring the ball up. Now the home run, and then that base hit there in the eighth inning, too. The guy's guarding the line, and he placed it perfectly.
Yeah, he was big because, you know, Knebel's really good. I mean, I voted for him for the All-Star team. He's just having a huge year. And he's really good. And he threw a breaking ball there, and Dewey was able to just stay on enough to put it in play. Joey was running on the play, which, you know, just trying to eliminate the double play, and also didn't anticipate they would throw to second with Billy at third base. Ends up being kind of almost a hit and run that works out in scoring that run and giving us a lead.
Brian? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you briefly talked about Schebler's catch. What did you see from your perspective? Did you think it was gone, or did you think he had any chance at all?
Well, I thought it was a homer off the bat, you know. And the other thing is, I know that, you know, Stephen Vogt's a good player and he's a good hitter. And the other part is, I never like players that come over in those first few days when they come over to a new team, because they're always locked in and that you get absolutely everything they've got. And he had great at bats. there was nobody that took it in the shorts worse than Stephen Vogt did today with the way he swung the bat. You know, hit the ball over the fence that Schebler robbed, and two missiles over there that Schebler ran down. So it was some incredible defense, and I certainly didn't anticipate Schebler going over the wall, scaling the wall, and making the play. Not because he can't do it, but it's just can never anticipate those plays being made.
Kelly's still.
Yeah, it was. We could put us in that situation. You know, Joey's not going to trail them because they're going to throw to the backside runner, you know, most likely. And they probably also anticipate. It looked like the third baseman went to cover, so you're in a situation there where they probably anticipated Votto wasn't going to run as a backside runner. But it puts us in that first and third situation where if Joey does go, you know, and they throw through, there's a great opportunity for us to try to steal home right there. So, and they're aware of all that stuff, so. We didn't fool them with it. A lot of good things went our way.
Luis Castillo gets a no decision, allowing 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings, striking out 9. He talked to the media after the game.
Mucho más cómodo, porque tú sabes que estamos aquí en casa. Y entonces, lo que estaba trabajando con los picheos rompientes y con el comando de la esquina.
Yeah, I feel comfortable, you know, playing at home now, so it's a different way to pitch, you know. So today I was focused on, you know, try to hit the spots, and I have a really good feel for my breaking ball pitches. So today was a great day for me.
You had to feel really good with that defense behind you, the way they play.
Que si te sientes bastante bien de la defensa que tuviste hoy, detrás de ti.
Sí, muy bien, muy bien. Sabes, defensa de Grandes Ligas, tengo que sentirme confiado y para hacer buen trabajo.
Yeah, you know, like it's really good for a pitcher when you have that kind of defense behind you, you know. So it was great. Scott made a really good play, so it's good for a pitcher to know that you have that kind of defense behind you.
Did you think the home run? It was a home run by Vogt. Did you think it was out?
Que si tú crees que el honrón que te dio, que si tú crees que está que iba a estar de honrón o antes que la agarrara o no.
Bueno, tú sabes que en 3-2. Mayormente tú vienes con recta para sacarle un fly o rolling, pero como él es buen bateador, me dio un honrón.
No, el pichó, uh-huh. El que te la agarró,
sí,
el
claro.
Refil, cuando te hizo la jugada,
entonces,
que tú pensabas que el
no,
que
yo no, yo pensé que eso era honrón.
When I saw that play, I was like, oh, thank goodness, you know.
What do you think about pitching in this ballpark?
¿Qué tú piensas de haber pitchado en este campo? Ya que es un campo que es como de más de bateadores, ¿sabes? ¿Qué tú piensas? ¿Cómo te sentiste?
Bueno, yo me sentí muy bien. Tú sabes que en casa mejor que nada. En casa y con la ayuda del equipo y gracias al Señor y lo. Tú sabes, teniendo buen trabajo, muy contento aquí,
you know,
en mi casa.
I feel really good, you know. It's really nice to pitch at home when you like a home team. It's really great experience for me.
Up next, the Reds go for the sweep of the Brewers on Thursday with Homer Bailey on the hill.